Actor James Garner, the wisecracking star of the TV show Maverick, who went on to a long career, has died. There was no immediate word on a specific cause of his death. Garner had suffered a stroke in May of 2008, just weeks before his 80th birthday. Although he was adept at drama and action, Garner was best known for his witty, low-key style, especially with the TV series Maverick and The Rockford Files. He was nominated for an Oscar for the 1985 movie Murphy's Romance, and he remained active well into his 70s. He rarely did media interviews, but he sat down in 1992 with a cable TV reporter to talk about his career up to that point.
Mr. Garner, you're one of the most natural actors I've ever seen. Is that natural that you're a natural actor, or you just try not to let them catch you act?
That's it. I try not to let them catch me act. It's really, you know, what I strive for is to make people think that's the first time I ever said whatever line it is. You know, it's very difficult to do.
So who'd you copy that style from? Did you look at somebody originally and say, that's a neat way to do this?
Pretty much Spencer Tracy. I don't ever remember catching Spencer Tracy really acting. You know, everything he did seemed so natural to me. And of course, I learned a little technique and professionalism from Henry Fonda, who was that way. Henry was very studied. He was very, you know, he knew exactly what he did every moment. Brando's that way. Brando knew everything he did. You know, you thought some of it was just sloughed off. It wasn't. Brando knew every word and every gesture very well.
You know what? There are some people who can't sing but are singers. Mm-hmm. Louis Armstrong, arguably, was a stylist.
Yeah.
There are some people that say they can't act, but they're actors.
Yeah.
Can you name any right off the bat? Steve McQueen comes to mind. I don't think he really considers
himself an actor. Can't act, but, you know, but I do my best. You know, I try not to get people to catch me acting. Yeah, Steve was pretty mannered. You know, if you look at the body of his work, you'll see a lot of things very similar. You know, but he really forced his personality in there a lot. Yeah.
He did a lot of takes to the camera and did a lot of action as opposed to a long stenches of dialogue.
Yeah, well, Steve, I felt, was an action actor. He liked action more. He liked his motorcycles and his cars and, you know, and he liked the macho stuff.
Garner co-starred with Steve McQueen in the 1962 movie The Great Escape, but he might be best known for those TV series Maverick and Rockford Files, which at the time of the 1992 interview were projects he was considering bringing back to TV.
There's a lot of deja vu going on with a lot of the projects that are happening. I think you're living a year of deja vu. You're thinking about Maverick, and then I think you're never saying never is having to be eaten with the Rockford Files again.
I don't think I ever said never, but I said things have to change considerably for me ever to do it. And I don't know that I'm going to do it, you know. We're talking, you know, whether I'm going to do the two-hour movies. I'm not going to do a series, but I'm talking about doing some two-hour Rockfords.
Now, would you probably want to get, like, paid in advance every day?
You got it. If I do it, they're going to pay me up front.
Absolutely. James Garner, who died Sunday at the age of 86, appeared in more than 50 films and dozens of TV shows and won numerous awards, including the Screen Actors Guild's Lifetime Achievement Award. Actually, he died late Saturday.